Well, I hope you have your Bibles with you today. We're going to read Ephesians chapter 4. Some of you guests maybe that are with us today, we welcome you. And you can follow along on the internet on a week-by-week basis as we go through Romans. And our pastor's going through Malachi right now in the Russian messages and English messages here in Ephesians. So that's just an added benefit that you can take advantage of. We're reading chapter 4. Let's read the first five verses here today. Paul says, "I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, because there is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. There is one Lord, there is one faith, there is one baptism, and there is one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all." And let's also read Psalm 119, verse 1. Just a real short verse here. Psalm 119, verse 1. "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord." So the theme that we've been pursuing here in these couple of verses is walking, our walk, our life, the Russian text uses. Our life, our walk, it's synonymous, it's the same thing. One corresponds with the other. And today, a little departure from our usual text, I'd like us to concentrate on the blessedness that the psalm that we just read talks about. The phrase we're looking at in verse 2 today is bearing one another in love. You know, the idea here is the fact that there are certain things that you carry on your shoulders that are bearable. There are some things that are not bearable. They're too heavy. And Jesus, when he calls us to walk after him, he says, "Take my yoke upon you." And a yoke is what you would put on animals as you would go out and plow your field. And usually he would have two strong oxen, and you'd put it on there. And this yoke was usually pretty heavy. It was a big wooden yoke consisting of two pieces. These oxen were big animals, and you needed a heavy yoke on them in order to control them. It's not like riding a horse where you can control them with just a little bit that's put into the horse's mouth that James talks about. Or the rudder of a ship. No matter how big the ship is, one little rudder can control the destination there. But Jesus, in talking about his yoke, says if you take it in exchange for the heavy load of trying to have your own righteousness in my presence, it'll be light by comparison. You see, Jesus, in talking to the Pharisees who were trying to please God by keeping all of the little details of the law, they would scrub and wash their dishes in a certain way. When they went to prayer, they would walk in a certain way. They would dress in a certain way. It was all outward. And Jesus said, this is a heavy yoke that you're carrying, trying to live righteously in my sight and walk in my sight. And Jesus says that I, in exchange for your heavy load, I will give you a yoke that is light. And you will be able to bear it. And as we walk with the Lord here, with all lowliness, as we looked at several weeks ago, and all gentleness, as we looked at last time, and with the long suffering that God has, that God describes in his word, then the next characteristic is we will be able to bear with one another, endure each other. The little nuances, the little things that upset us about each other and our relationship with each other, we will be able to cover all of these little deficiencies in our brothers and sisters with an attitude of love. Now, I don't need to talk about love since yesterday we talked about it so much. And youth, a couple months ago you had a youth service that you concentrated on love. So let's move over to Psalm 119 here for just a moment and look at this text that the psalm writer gives us and this word blessedness that he talks about. Our walk before the Lord is supposed to be worthy of the calling that God called us with. And when we looked at the calling of God, We noted that the calling of God comes from the very presence of God, from the place where God lives, from the place where God dwells. So it is a heavenly calling. It is a holy calling. It is a calling that has nothing in common with our calling in this life. Some people will walk up to you and say, "What is your calling in life?" And what they mean is "What is your career?" Our career as Christians is to walk worthy of the calling that God has given to us. That's the title when you graduate from the University of God. You get a master's degree or a doctor's degree or whatever degree you get. It is walking worthy. That is your major and your minor in life. That's all that God wants, is that you would walk worthy. I have a little sign that my kids gave me. That really, it should have been something I gave them. He says, "But the name that you have," and of course it's got Kuzichev written there. It says, "Remember it and walk worthy of that name." Well, I'm nowhere near for my kids to look up to me, or any of you to look up to me as an example. I just want to reflect Jesus Christ in my life. And I want you to walk worthy to the calling that God calls you with. But it's an important thought and important message. And the psalmist here writes this, he's talking about this walk here. All of Psalm 119, and we spent many, many, many Sundays on it. Those of you that come to Bible Hour, in detail, every verse. But this first verse talks about walking in the law of the Lord. And walking in the law of the Lord is the psalmist's way of describing what Paul in Ephesians says, worthy of our calling. And this word blessed or blessedness, blaženje. You know, blessedness or being blessed in the Bible is defined differently than the world defines. This word blessed, we can look at it in context of worthiness to God. In other words, if you walk in the law of the Lord, you will be walking worthy of the calling with which God called you. And as a result of that, you will be blessed. And I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed by God. And so we need to find out what this word blessed means. The Bible does not define blessedness as humans define it. Humans define blessedness as happiness. Happiness with as much money as you can get. As much of the world's riches as you can get. God's definition of blessedness is totally different. Okay, God's definition of blessedness means having a spiritual contentment with your relationship with God. And so the question I want to ask you this morning is, how is your relationship with God? How is your walk with Jesus Christ? Is it worthy? Is it blessed by God? Are you blessed? In other words, there's a difference between being blessed by God and being a blessing to somebody else in your life. That's the blessed man. That's the man that's received this riches from God, and you can share it with others. So a person that is in a biblical, in a scriptural sense, blessed is the person who is spiritually content with your relationship with God, and that is a result of having a right relationship with God, which comes from knowing God. And before you can walk worthy of your walk, before you can walk in the law of the Lord, you need to know the law of the Lord. And that comes from reading, from hearing, from studying, and from memorizing, and from meditating on God's word. We've covered these words many times in the past. So blessedness then. The context of this word in Psalm 119:1, it talks about your current situation. It's your state of being. It's the condition that you are in right now, your mind and your heart, as you came this morning, fighting traffic, the weather, and everything else to church. How is the condition of your mind and your heart right now? Are you in a state of peace and reconciliation? And contentment, spiritually speaking, with what God has done in your life. True blessedness, Jesus in Matthew 5 says, comes from knowing your spiritual condition before God. And it all begins with a proper understanding of your sinfulness in the presence of God. And the fact that you're not worthy. There's that word again. We're not worthy to come into the presence of God unless He has accepted us in the beloved Jesus Christ. And so blessedness and worthiness and walking worthy or walking in the law of the Lord here describes our conformity to the law of God. Romans 12, 1 and 2, Paul says, I beseech you, I beg you, let your mind be conformed to the word of God. And conformity, ladies, those of you that have made Jell-O sometimes in a little mold, and if you flip it upside down, it'll be the exact shape of the mold. Okay? I work in the plastics industry, and so if you have a mold, and anything that you hold in your hand that's made out of plastic has to conform to a mold. Gentlemen that work in machine shops, you make metal parts that have to conform to a blueprint. And if it does not conform, if the dimensions and the tolerance are not correct, the part gets rejected. It is not worthy to go into a 747 or in an F-22 that our guys are going to go fly someplace because it'll crash. Yesterday a B-1 crashed. They're still trying to figure out what part broke. What part was not worthy to be in that jet. Conformity to the word of God. Another way that the psalmist here says worthy and conforming is blessed are the undefiled. Ah, there's the key. The key is to be undefiled. What does undefiled mean? Well, in some of your translations, it might say blameless. Remember when we studied Jude? It says that God alone is capable of presenting us into His presence with gladness in a condition or a state of blamelessness. And so you see how all these words are all interchangeable, interrelated. And when we get back to Ephesians, Paul says, walk worthy. Just a couple of other little texts that remind us of the worthiness of God. Romans 6, 4, Paul says, walk in the newness of life into which you have been called. Remember, Paul writes in Corinthians, anybody that is in Christ is a new creation. Newness, blamelessness, worthiness, it all talks about what God has done for us. Romans 13:13, Paul says, walk humbly, walk decently, and walk properly. Благочестиво, the right way in the presence of God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, Paul says, walk by faith. You can't do this on your own strength. You need the faith that is a gift of God that God gives you. You walk this worthy, undefiled, blameless, blessed walk in the power of the Holy Spirit that God gives you. Ephesians chapter 5, someday we're going to get here, I hope. Verse 2 says, walk in love. It's a takeoff of bearing one another in love. Colossians 2, 6, Paul writes to the church there, he says, walk in Christ. The result of our blessedness, our undefiled walk, our worthy walk is because we are in Christ Jesus. In Colossians 1:10, Paul repeats it, walk worthy of God. Notice that walking is an action, it's a verb. It's not inactivity, it's activity. You don't sleep worthy of God. You don't lie down worthy of God. You don't sit down worthy. You walk worthy. That talks about a constant day by day, moment by moment activity in your life. And there's no question that the Word of God, the law of God, is our roadmap in life. And if we stay on the Word, on the map, we will be blessed. Are you walking? Are you sleeping? Are you worthy? Give glory to God. If you're not walking in the righteousness that God offers you, God says, the day you hear this, you become responsible to Him. And if you do not respond to the righteousness that God offers you, then you become the object of God's wrath, Romans 1:18 that we looked at in the Bible Hour. And so I invite you after the service, if you have any questions, if you want to be right with God, if you want to have this walk, come up and talk to us. We'll be happy to pray with you and to counsel with you and to show you what it is that God demands of you. May God bless his word. Amen.